Today's Where's Art is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future. Well, there is art, 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 art. Just because it's homegrown doesn't mean it's all about the music. There's art. There's all kinds of stuff. There's a photo show at 5 o'clock today, the homegrown photo show. Tim Kaiser's performing at 5:30. There's a music video festival. There's a poetry showcase. And, of course, smack dab in the middle of it all, there is Annie Dugan, who joins us on the phone this morning. Howdy, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. Yes, I love that homegrown expands out, because certainly music is part of a lot of other arts, and arts is a lot of part of music. And there's because we're in Duluth, we're all creative in a lot of different ways, which I think is fun. One of my favorite things to do during Homegrown Week is to see Tim Kaiser perform, because really his different machines, his music making machines, are art objects in themselves, which I think is really, really fun. There's also a couple of really great events going on this week. There is Ivy Vineo. So tonight, you know, is the homegrown photography show. Kit Proslowich was the juror this year, and this year pieces were juried in. It was a little bit special this year, so that's up at the Red Herring Lounge. Kip is a photographer in his own right, and the works on view will be really fun to see. And then there's another photographer having work on display this week. Ivy Vineo is just an amazing photographer in our community and does powwow photography. So here's another way music and art are coming together in a pretty sweet way. There is going to be an opening for her exhibit. The exhibit's at the Duluth Art Institute in the Great Hall, and there's a celebration for her exhibit at 5:30 on Tuesday evening. The exhibit is part of the Duluth Library's One Book, One Community choice this year. It's Linda Grover's The Dance Boots. Linda is a professor at UMD and an amazing writer. And Ivy's show is about dancing. It's about powwows. It's not only are the, you know, just striking images, there's also personal stories that go along with it. So there's like the people in the photos sort of tell their relationship with dancing at powwow, which I think is really kind of a neat connection, and certainly a very great connection to the One Book, One Community book. So that's 5:30 on Tuesday. Ivy will talk a little bit. There'll be, I believe, some drummers there, which, you know, the Great Hall has very interesting acoustics, I would say. And the best music I've ever heard in the Great Hall has been drum circles. I think it just uses that open, wide open space. It's almost like you're playing with another drummer, like the space creates this other drummer. So I'm really excited that we'll have some folks perform at that opening on Tuesday. And then we're setting up this week for an exhibit that opens on Thursday. It's Karen Owsley Neath, and the title of the show is Found Horizons. Karen is a Kansas City transplant. She came here. They've been coming up to the North Shore for a while, and like many of us, you know, you go over that Thompson Hill, and you cannot help but immediately fall in love with the lake. And she just felt this, like, physical, visceral pull to move to Lake, to move to the shores of Lake Superior, and came to Duluth. Her training is in architecture, and it's really interesting to see that come out in her artwork. She has a very lineal mind, a fascinating mind, but it's interesting to see this architectural background play into sort of this more, I don't want to say spiritual connection to the lake, because that sounds a little woo-woo for what Karen Owsley Neath is about, but it is really like that. It's this connection that sort of goes beyond what we can understand. So she really works up layers in her artwork. I mean, they're almost like physical. They're physical pieces, but they're sculptural. You'll know she'll have, she works a lot with a knife to do painting. So there'll be, you know, there'll be little peaks and valleys, sort of almost like waves in the lake. And it takes on a very atmospheric look. They're all of the horizon line. So, you know, we look out on Lake Superior and every day is different. I mean, you drive by it and it's every day it's breathtaking, but every day the colors are a little different. And it's almost like if you held up a really small, you know, as a, I don't know if you ever did this as a kid, but you'd hold your hand up like in a circle and look just at little sections of the landscape.
Right.
It's almost like she's doing that, looking at the lake. And you get this square look at it. And some will be, you know, she'll have some of the works in the show will be red. And it's like, I've never set red lake. That's crazy. But you do, I mean, the lake takes on so many different colors throughout the day, throughout the seasons. She's really mining that as a muse, and it's breathtaking. So that she'll have a talk on her work on Thursday at 5:30. So it's a neat way to kind of get a background to what she's thinking about when she works, because she's very much a painter's painter. And when I say that, she loves paint. She loves painters. She loves the idea of creating something with this liquid goo on a two-dimensional surface. And how do you communicate big ideas through that? So I think it'll be fascinating to hear what she has to say.
All kinds of good stuff coming up. And, of course, workshops and various opportunities through the Duluth Art Institute and a lot of other opportunities throughout the community for folks to actually get in and get their hands dirty and try their hand at making some stuff. And that's really kind of magical about our community,
it
too.
It really is. We had a fabulous workshop this weekend with William Wilson and Annette Lee. And they're coming back again. So if anyone missed this free workshop, there'll be another one on May 9th at our Lincoln Building. And that it was just a great combination. You know, we talk about music and art. This was music, art, and astronomy, which, you know, you wouldn't necessarily always put two and two together with that. But Annette's a physics professor at St. Cloud State, and they've been traveling the state doing these workshops. And they're really it's you know, melding the right brain and the left brain. Always magical things happen when you do that, when you listen, when you make, when you, you know, get your hands moving. It, I think, rewires your brain in some pretty important ways that can open things up. So that's May 9th. So mark it on your calendar.
Exactly. Don't forget. Be there or be square. Annie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Mondays, right here on Northland Morning.